The Kurt Vile phenomenon shows no signs of slowing down. Vile died in 1950, at the age of 50, but 2 years before his centennial, record companies are rushing to put out recordings of his music. Classical music critic Lloyd Schwartz has a review of some of them.
Last year, Pearl Records issued an important double CD retrospective of Kurt Vile recordings called From Berlin to Broadway that featured his most famous partner, Bertolt Brecht, singing their most famous song, Mack the Knife. On Volume 2, which Pearl has just released, we can now hear Kurt Vile himself singing songs from his biggest Broadway hit, One Touch of Venus, which had wonderfully literate lyrics by, of all people, the nonsense poet Ogden Nash. The original Broadway star was Mary Martin. Later, Hollywood filmed it with Ava Gardner, but most of Vile's delightful score was eliminated. Here's Kurt Vile himself singing with affecting understatement one of his most insinuating romantic ballads, Speak Low.
Speak low, when you speak low, our summer day with us away. Too soon, too soon, speak low. When you speak low, our moment is swift, like ships adrift, we are swept apart too soon. Speak low, darling, speak low. Love is a spark lost in the dark. Too soon, too soon, I feel. Wherever I go, that tomorrow is near, tomorrow is here, and always too soon. Time is so old, and love so brief. Love is pure gold, and time is thief. We'll live.
Vile's most famous American song, September Song, was introduced by Walter Huston in the 1938 musical Knickerbocker Holiday that Vile collaborated on with playwright Maxwell Anderson. This new Berlin to Broadway set includes Huston in an abbreviated 1945 radio broadcast of the whole show. There are cover recordings in French and Hebrew that show how quickly Vile's music entered the international repertoire. And it's fascinating to compare these to some of the rare early recordings by the most famous Vile singer of all, his wife, Lotte Lenya. The most bizarre selection on this album is something called Mine Eyes Have Seen the Glory, Vile's four patriotic melodramas, orchestrations he made in 1942 of the Battle Hymn of the Republic, the Star-Spangled Banner, the Pledge of Allegiance, and Walt Whitman's call to arms, Beat, Beat Drums. These are recited with over-the-top fervor by the so-called First Lady of the American stage, Helen Hayes. They're morbidly fascinating period pieces.
Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming? Whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, all the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming. And the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there.
Danny Kaye became a star in another Broadway show composed by Vile, Lady in the Dark, the first musical about psychoanalysis. Kay couldn't be on the original cast recording with Gertrude Lawrence because he was contracted to another label. So he recorded his own selections from Lady in the Dark, including Gertrude Lawrence's numbers. These now appear both on Berlin to Broadway and on Sony's reissue of Lady in the Dark, starring opera singer Reza Stevens, which is the most complete recording of this fascinating score, though it loses the sharp edge of the original cast. Sony has also reissued Lotta Lenya's great 1956 album of Weill's Berlin Theater Songs, coupled with her marvelous recording of Weill's Seven Deadly Sins. When Sony first issued Berlin Theater Songs on CD, I was upset that they used a shortened version of Lenya's devastating Surabaya Johnny. I'm happy to report that on this new issue, the complete version is finally available.
Lloyd Schwartz is classical music editor of the Boston Phoenix. He reviewed Kurt Weill from Berlin to Broadway, Volume 2, on the Pearl label, and other Kurt Weill recordings on Sony Masterworks.